My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, probably more important today than any other time. And now that we are at the beginning of another year, yeah, I know, we say it every year, I'm going to be better to myself and live healthier and all that. But you know what? Maybe this year you're going to do it. And remember, just a tiny bit of extra focus, being a little bit kinder to ourselves, can bring monumental changes and differences in our health. And sometimes with a little bit of a change, we see a difference that is so noticeable that it makes us want to continue doing more things, better things, and be a little bit more consistent with our good health. So we're going to do that today, and we're going to talk about, you know, getting started this new year and maybe with a little bit of support that you may not have thought could actually make things a little bit easier and a little bit more successful. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you always the relevant topics for today's world. The best of the best information, the most relevant information, and the most up-to-date information, as well as the best guest in the natural products industry, also bringing such amazing information so that we're able to, you know, move forward and have some support and learn a little bit more so we have a better dialogue toward our great health. And, you know, we're not guessing so much, because I think the guessing is where we get into trouble and where we tend to fail more often. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I know that having a place to go to pick up the products, to talk with people, to have conversation, to get your questions answered, and to have that dialogue, you know, it's really important for the success of your healthy journey. The great thing about Stay Healthy Health Food Store is their longevity. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. And they always try to make sure that they are there to answer those questions. And because they carry only the best of the best, you're not going to make a mistake. And you're also going to feel great that this time around, you're going to be more successful. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print yourself a coupon to use on your next visit, and leave your email address so that you can start getting future newsletters along the way. The other thing is staying connected with them is pretty easy. I mean, so many of us are on Facebook. You know, pull up their Facebook page, give them a thumbs up, and you'll start getting their daily posts, which are very educational, enlightening, reminding of things we might have known in the past. And I think somewhere along the line, we might just be able to be more successful having such a great backup system to work with us and to allow us to be as good as we possibly can. So today we're going to talk about, you know, getting started at the beginning of the year. Now, I try to do this show every single year because it's that important, you know, and it has to do with cleansing. You know, I think a lot of us don't realize that with the amount of chemicals and preservatives and garbage and waste and medications and the things that they add to our foods and processing of foods and hydrogenated oils and all these things that we consume on a regular basis, that we are definitely putting ourselves into a much more polluted environment inside of our stomach, inside of our body, inside of our blood, inside of our organs and our tissues. And I think one of the things that a lot of people have a tendency to kind of wonder about is they think to themselves, you know, what can I do differently that's going to make me more successful this time around? I think one of the biggest problems we have is that our body has got so much garbage and so much waste in it that we don't really see the changes that we're trying to make along the way. So we just give up. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, here's somebody that I'll get these letters all during the first couple of weeks. They'll say, hey, Jeff, I switched over my diet. I'm taking my supplements. I'm drinking water. I'm being active. And I feel absolutely no different than before I started. And I usually throw the same thing back at them. Did you cleanse? Did you clean out your system? Did you get a lot of that waste and garbage out before? Or are you cleansing right now along with this? Or did you just throw all of this good stuff into a polluted environment? And 9 times out of 10, people will say, I didn't cleanse. I didn't do anything. Now, a good visual of that, because we're not, you know, sitting in front of an audience where you can actually see me. So I'll paint you a picture. If you bought an old home and you were out of state and you didn't see it, but it was such a great deal that you bought it and then you decided to go move into it. Let's say it was a 1950s home. And you bought all new, brand new furniture. Would you move that furniture into that old house? Let's say it hadn't been lived in a long time. And it had acoustic ceilings and brown paneling and tile in the bathrooms that were pink or blue and all those kind of things. Would you move in without cleaning all that up, without adjusting, without upgrading, without doing any of that kind of stuff? No, of course you wouldn't. Because you'd want to update it. You want to put, you know, take out the acoustic ceilings, put a new drywall, hardwood floor, ceramic tile, new appliances, check the electrical, check the roof. You'd want to bring all that stuff up to code and more of a situation where you could actually see a difference and make it up to date and comfortable and clean and healthy and in a better environment. You're probably going to blow out the air conditioning vents and all that stuff as well. So why would we move in all these beautiful, healthy foods, be consistent with our supplements, start drinking a bunch of water, and our bodies are still full of a lot of waste and garbage and junk? See, I think what happens is if you are cleansing along the way and you are starting to see a little bit of a difference in the overall makeup of the body, and you've cleansed and your body is fresher and cleaner, it's going to respond to the changes that you're making in a way that you're going to see them a lot quicker. So you're going to be able to say, okay, I get this. Okay, now I'm feeling better. I see the difference. I see how good food makes a difference. I see how my supplements make a difference. I see how drinking this water makes a difference. I have more energy. My skin is clearing up. My bowels are getting better. My digestion feels better. I'm in a better mood. I'm not cranky. I've got rid of my gut that was hanging over my belt. I mean, I'm feeling and seeing the difference. You're going to be more likely to stay with it. But if you don't do anything and you don't see anything and you don't feel anything different and you look in the mirror and you think to yourself, you know what? I might as well just do what I was doing before because I don't feel a difference. You're not staying on this new way of healthy living. I guarantee you, because that's what we do every year. But with a little effort on your side, you can make a dramatic difference in your overall health. So how do we do that? We have to make sure we're supporting our digestive system, which means bringing a good digestive enzyme and some probiotics. We know about that. But I want to talk about a product that I have been talking about for so many years. I've lost count. It's got to be 20 years by now. The Ultimate Cleanse by Nature's Secret. I love this product. People ask me all the time, what is my favorite product? It would probably be Ultimate Cleanse. And they say a cleansing product is your favorite product. And I said, well, I look at it this way. When you use this successfully, it makes room for everything else that you're doing to work better. It makes room for your body to do its job more effectively. It allows you to get the waste out of the way and clear the route for all the healthy changes that you're making. Now, to me, what I think is, how do we do this? You know, how do we incorporate in this Ultimate Cleanse? I love for people to do it in December because it's a great thing to be able to cleanse your system out during the holiday season. But the thing is, most people They don't. So I get asked a lot. They said, okay, if I start making my changes on January 1st, can I go ahead and do this, you know, at the same time? Can I cleanse while I'm changing? Absolutely. This is January 6th. So we are looking at things a little bit differently. We're already about a week in. It's given time, people time, a chance to kind of settle down a little bit, unwind from the holidays, which is a good thing. Breathe a little bit. The holiday bills haven't come in yet. You know, probably used up all the sugar-based food and cookies and all that stuff's out of the way. So now you're ready. Monday, the 6th of January, you're going to get started. And this is when most people actually kind of start on their healthy ways of living, about a week in. So can you use the Ultimate Cleanse with all your changes? Absolutely. Because what it's doing is it's actually supporting the changeover to healthier foods, more of a religious nature to taking your supplements, which means being more consistent with taking them every single day. And the best thing to do is to make sure that you are drinking plenty of water, because that's important for everything. The more water that you drink, the better you flush, the better you clean, the better you move through the waste out of your body, the better you kind of just like an internal waterfall for cleaning things out. Plus, hydration. Dehydration makes everything dry and keeps things in rather than flushing them out. So you have to think to yourself, am I doing the right thing? Am I heading in the right direction? If you've changed your diet and your supplements are laid out and you've worked out a program and you're starting to be active and you're drinking tons of water, it's a perfect time for Ultimate Cleanse. The reason that I like the Ultimate Cleanse is because it is a cleanse that allows every single person individually to adjust their dosing, their serving size for themselves, because everybody reacts differently. Everybody responds differently. So some people might take something that they hear as a cleanse, but it's really nothing but a laxative, and they think they're cleansing, but all they're doing is just blowing everything out their intestinal tract. That's not a cleanse. A cleanse is something that goes in and moves things around and allows us to start heading in a healthier direction. The other thing you want to remember is that when you are getting waste out of the body, that means you're making room for things that are healthy. It means that you're allowing yourself to truly head in a healthier direction. And, you know, you may ask yourself, how do I know if I need to maybe do a cleanse? I mean, how do I know it's something I should look at? What I usually suggest is take a look at your skin. Is your skin look healthy? Do you have good coloring? Are you pasty? Are you gray? Are you a little bit on the peaked side? Is your skin overly dry? How's your energy level? How do you sleep at night? Are you comfortable in your skin? Are you comfortable in your clothes? Do you have a lot of gas, bloating, heartburn, indigestion, burping? Do you feel like your food is not sitting well for you? Do you feel like when you eat, you're never, ever satisfied? And you're always hungry even 20 minutes after you ate a whole bunch of food? This has a lot to do with digestion and satisfying your body with healthy foods. Because if your body is getting what it needs, you're not going to be hungry 10 minutes after your meal. Do you get frequent headaches? Is the fatigue bad in the afternoon? Are you gaining tons of weight? I mean, these are all reasons that might, you know, lead you to probably go in for a good physical and get checked out. And it might also be a situation where you might just want to, go see your doctor, let them know that you're going to be doing a cleansing. And the other thing is your stool. What does your stool look like? I mean, do you have any idea what your stool looks like? I tell people it's important to look at your stool. I mean, is it thin little ribbons mean you're not cleansing the walls? Does it look like rabbit pellets, which means you have very little fiber? Is it loose and mucousy and diarrhea based? I mean, where are you with your stool? Is it good, solid, formed, good sized bowel movements? Do you have more than one a day? Do you feel like you're heading in the right direction? Do you feel like you're eliminating your waste? Do you have to strain to eliminate? Are you on a lot of medications? Is your liver being taxed? Do you have a lot of mucus? Do you have dry mucous membranes? Does your body just feel dry all the time? You know, these are all things that could be remedied by, one, changing your diet, eating healthy foods, drinking lots of water, taking your supplements, resting, moving, exercising, being active, but but also getting some of the waste out of the way. Now, imagine your house in the summer. You know, it's 115 degrees, 120 degrees outside out here in Las Vegas. Yeah, it gets hot out here. We know that. Death Valley's close to 120. So, I mean, you know, we think about the heat, but we wouldn't take the garbage from the kitchen and tie the bag and put it in our living room and just leave it there. And we wouldn't do it the next day and the next day and the next day and have 10, 20, 30 bags of garbage in our living room. Of course not. We take it out of the house. We put it in a garbage can. We take it to the road. We take it to the dumpster. We do whatever we have to do to get it out so it gets picked up and goes to the receptacle where the dump is, and they do what they do. Now, why do we do this with our body? We rarely think about cleansing. We rarely think about what our stools look like. We don't think about anything usually past the chewing and swallowing of food. Now, we may realize that we're not doing healthy things. We may realize that we are not heading in a healthy direction. And we might realize that we're probably not doing good things for ourselves, but a lot of times we don't do anything about it. A cleanse allows you to make room for all the healthy things that you're doing to see the changes, to see the availability of what happens when you finally start doing the right things and your body is able to, you know, to respond to it successfully. I think that when someone does a cleanse for the first time, they are very, very surprised at how differently they feel. Okay, so why the ultimate cleanse by Nature's Secret? I think when I first came in contact with this, there weren't a lot of cleanses out there. It was kind of at a time when people would mix up their own herbs and use a lot of things like senna and cascara sagrada and all these laxative-based herbs, and they would take it and just have to stay home for a whole week because it was mostly a laxative. And I don't think it was really cleansing the blood and helping to liberate a lot of the debris out of the organs. And I really wouldn't have called it a cleanse. I would have just called it like a almost like a dynamite, blew everything out of the system. Ultimate Cleanse has found a way to, and has been successfully, liberating a lot of the debris. Now, our digestive system is faced with craziness every day. It has to break down the foods. It has to help us with the absorbing of our food. It also has to filter out chemicals, toxins from what we're eating, what we're breathing, and what's in the environment. Things we can't even control that we have no say with. I mean, we have say with what we're eating, chewing, and swallowing, but we can't have any say with what's in the air coming at us. It's like during flu and cold season, you can't, you know, just put the word out and say, okay, flu and cold germs, go somewhere else and don't come in my direction. No, you have to build your immune system, be strong enough to be able to, you know, combat what's coming at you that you can't control. In this box, or if you buy the economy bottles, there's two different products, and they work together. The first product is called the Multi-Herb Digestion and Detox Support. Now, this is a formulation. It's a tablet that includes herbs that are pretty much traditionally used for supporting our digestive system. It's a proprietary blend. It also helps to support our overall health, helping us get more of an optimal health. And for many of us, I think we're running around a little bit on the deficit side, because if you interview people every day, they will tell you they don't feel great. They want more energy. They are not happy with a lot of those things I mentioned earlier, and not bouncing off the walls. You will find one once in a while because they've been doing all the right things, or Lord, God bless them if they have just this amazing genetic line that allows them to not even focus on it and be extremely healthy. Some people do. But this is the multi-herb. Part two is the multi-fiber colon cleanse. Now, this one contains a variety of sources of fiber and also some added herbs to support colon detoxification and helping to promote better bowel movements. You would be so unbelievably surprised that there are people out there that have one bowel movement a week, two bowel movements a week, maybe three. And then you'll find people that have cleaned out their system and they're eating the good foods, they're using enzymes and probiotics, drinking plenty of water, and they're having two to three good solid bowel movements every day. Now, they've always said that we should have one good bowel movement for every meal that we eat. And people say, well, you know, that's a lot, but it's not. And here's another visual for you. If you are sitting at the kitchen table and you're eating a meal, and let's say that you make a duplicate meal, a secondary meal that's exactly the same quantity and everything of what you're consuming, and you eat your one meal, but you put another one in a bucket, and you leave it there. And then you go to your next meal, and you eat your meal, and you put a duplicate meal in the bucket, and your next meal, and every snack you duplicate and put it in the bucket. You know, by the end of the day, there's a lot of stuff in that bucket. If you're not having a bowel movement and you're not have, or you're only having, let's say, one bowel movement, where's all the rest of that stuff? You know, we wonder why we're so bloated and why we're so uncomfortable and we feel so tired and weighted down. If you're not getting the waste out of your body after your body has done its job, broke down and assimilated the nutrients and got them to the parts of the body that it needs to for replenishing and rebuilding and rejuvenating and rehydrating and all that good stuff, then we need to make sure that we're doing something to help our body do its job more effectively. Chances are most of us are not really doing what we should be doing, and we're not getting what we should be getting because we're not eating the fiber that we need. You know, they say that if you go back 100 years, people ate 40, 50 or more grams of fiber every day. I'm pretty well betting that constipation and bowel movements probably were not a problem back then. They say that today we eat 8 to 12 grams of fiber a day. Is it any wonder why we feel like we're glued shut? Why we have so much bloating? Why we have so much trouble having a good form stool? Well, there you go. We don't get enough fiber in our diet, and we need to do that. But we also need to make sure that we have room to pass that through our intestinal tract and move it out of the way and get that sludge and garbage and waste out. You know, I don't think I ever really knew the amount of garbage we could store in our body until I had a friend many years ago that was doing one of those doctor-supervised fasts. That was back when they would check their minerals and potassium levels, and they would have like 3 or 4 of these protein shakes every day, but they were doctor monitored. And one of my customers, way back when, was going in for this, and she said, you know, Jeff, I've been on this for 3 weeks. And she said, no solid food, and I'm still having bowel movements. And the doctor said, sometimes the body, there's a little fiber in the shake, but they said sometimes the body is just moving years worth the garbage out of the system. So she was surprised. I was too. And she said, you know, on my like 14th day, she said I had a huge, gigantic stool. And she said, you know, you kind of wonder, where has this stuff been hiding? I mean, where's it been? Well, you know, they say that our stomachs, when they're distended, you know, a lot of times it shows a lot of our buildup of bloating and waste material that we have in our system. And I think that many of us have just kind of got used to it. You know, I have a customer that I was talking to a couple weeks ago, and she was getting ready for the holidays, and she decided to try this cleanse in December. And I spoke with her 2 days ago, and we were kind of chatting, and she said, I can't believe the difference. She goes, I'm going to do another box. She said, because I have had such terrible times eliminating over the years. She said, I'm having a couple bowel movements a day for like the first time in 20 years. She said, and I'm eating tons of vegetables, and that's making things better, and I feel great. She dropped like 30 pounds in December, and her doctor said she was so bloated, and her gastroenterologist said, you know, that she carried so much waste in her system that he wasn't upset or anything that she lost 30 pounds in a month. Her vitals are fantastic. Her energy's great. She's not eating all day long like she used to. She said, I was never satisfied with my food. But once she brought in enzymes, you know, and once she got a good probiotic in there, and once she started doing her cleansing and drinking water, and getting veggies and fruits and quality protein and no more processed food, no more garbage, no more fast food drive-thrus. She said, it just changed my life. She said, I know all this. She goes, I knew all the right things to do. She said, and I was suffering miserably, but I just couldn't get motivated to do it because my food had such a hold on me that I'd make it halfway through the day and I'd give in. I said, what was it that did it for you? And she said, a good friend of mine died of a massive heart attack. They were the same age and they basically lived the same lifestyle. She said, it scared me. You know, now that I've gotten older, I look around and I think to myself, when I see people getting motivated today, it seems like a lot of them are motivated because they're scared. And you know what? Fear is an amazing motivator. And I hate it that people have to use it. But if it gets you in a better direction, you know, so be it. If fear is something that gets you to change your life and head in a healthy direction and clean out your system and use this beautiful tool, then you know what? I think it's a great idea. Now, I have a lot of people over the years, you know, people have been using this for decades now, who will do a quarterly cleanse. They'll do one like every, on the fourth, they'll do one the first month, and they'll do one 3 months later, and progressively throughout the year. And many of them say they won't ever change that because it keeps them tuned up. It cleans out their system. It keeps them from getting overly bloated. It doesn't let them build up a lot of waste in their body. And you know what? I think it's a great idea. When I was traveling a couple years ago, I was actually at a store on the East Coast, and a lady had came in, and she was just looking around, and I was just kind of wasting time. I was at a health food store picking up some stuff for my dinner because they had a lot of healthy foods there. And she was standing there in front of the cleansing section, and I just walked by because I can't help myself. And I walked by, and I said, looking for a cleanse, and she said, I've got to do something. She goes, I can't just keep using laxatives. And I Ultimate Cleanse was right there, eye level, right in front of her. And I said, this is the one that I recommend. And we started talking, and she said, you know what, I'm going to try it. And I gave her my card. And didn't hear from her for a while, but 2 weeks later, I got an email and she said, I just wanted to say thank you in as strong of language as I can. She said, this Ultimate Cleanse changed my life. She said, I'm having a bowel movement every day for the first time in years. She said, I used to go, and she goes, I didn't mention to you 3-4 days in between. She goes, but for me having a great size bowel movement every single day, she said, this is like a brand new life. She goes, people don't put that much importance on having a stool if they're having stools. But you take those stools away from them, and they will get a very vivid reality of how miserable it is. I mean, have you ever been constipated before? You know, for a couple days, and it was just so miserable, and you almost hurt in your stomach because it was so uncomfortable. And finally, things moved through either with the help of something like a laxative, or maybe your body just finally let loose and all that waste came out. Do you remember how good you felt? Our body is made to be able to feel good after eliminating waste. But we keep putting so much waste back in that our body sometimes just can't keep up. We have to start putting more good in and less waste, and then taking the waste from the good and getting rid of that. Because it's important. You know, there's many things that we cannot control. We can't control the air quality around us, you know. We can't control, you know, walking into a germ-filled environment. I mean, if we have to work there and we've chose to work there, okay, the only thing you could do is not work there. You can't, you know, control a lot of things today. But the things we can control is the water we consume, getting a good night's rest, having a positive attitude, circling ourselves with more positive people, avoiding negativity and negative people. That you can do, because it will wear you down, believe me, and weaken your body. You know, being active, chewing our food better, supplementing the weak parts of our body, like our digestive system and our probiotics, to make sure that we're really building, make sure we're getting adequate amounts of fiber and greens and fruits and all the healthy proteins and the healthy carbs. We keep our car out of drive-thrus. We stop using all the processed foods. We start shopping more for the perimeters of our grocery store. Have you ever noticed that the unhealthy stuff's all in the middle? And the perimeter is where the better food is. That's where the fruits and vegetables are. That's where the protein is, the healthy dairy, the healthy grains, you know, and the healthier carbs. I mean, that's what's on the perimeter of the three walls when you walk in your grocery store. All the aisles in the middle and all the end caps, that's where all the unhealthy stuff is. Did you ever notice that when you're shopping the outside perimeter, how few, if any, of those foods have to have a label? They don't have to have a label because they're food. All the stuff in the middle's got labels upon labels because it's all chemicals and synthesized and processed waste, garbage. Do they make the processed foods taste good? Yes. That's why people are so hooked on processed, pre-made, microwavable foods and junk food and fast food, because they make it taste good. They make it easy. They make it so that we are able to consume it in a very easy, quick way. I would say that probably 50 to 60% of our population, if not more, eat meals in the seat of their car and have one hand in the bag next to them and are eating fast food that they got through a drive-thru. It's convenient. It's easy. And I think that, you know, we've just got too much on our plate, literally. And that's another thing, the amount of food we consume. If you have a fine set of china put away that you inherited from a great-grandparent or something, when you think about it sometime, because you know we never use it, we leave it in hutches and up in the cabinets, and we have this fine china, but we don't use it, we just have it. Take down a dinner plate and put it on top of your everyday dinner plate, and you will see the dramatic difference in the size of the plate. Sometimes you'll have a 2-inch ring all the way around the outside, or even a 3-inch ring, because our plates have gotten so much bigger. As we've gotten bigger, as our diets have gotten more consuming of calories and loaded with quantities of food. And that just shows you how much more we're eating today. You know, the other thing we have to remember is that, you know, even the fast food restaurants have played into it now with supersized and I mean, gigantic sized beverages and sodas and supersized potatoes and fries and all that kind of stuff. Don't you think that they know that people want more food for their buck? Don't you think that they know that people, we've given the choice of something regular and supersize, most likely the person's going to take the supersize? The person may actually say, you know what, I'll get the supersize and I'll eat half of it later. But that rarely happens, because most of the time everybody just eats it right then, because it's unconscious food. And if you're talking with someone or you're having a conversation and you're reaching in the bag and you're eating your fries, all of a sudden you look down and you've eaten the whole gigantic extra size fries because you're not concentrating. We don't eat at the table anymore. It's another reason why we're so plugged up and blocked up. We eat in the car. We eat in front of our televisions. We eat in a lazy boy rocker. We lay back and lay the plate on our stomach and we just scoop it in. You remember when we were younger? I mean, a lot of you, you know, when you actually had dinner time at the table and you talked about the day and dinner took quite a while and it wasn't jamming the food in. You were talking and putting your fork down. And if you had something to drink, it was a small little glass and you ate what was in front of you. But there was usually, if not always, vegetables and salad. You know, the portions were smaller. We were smaller. The average size of the man and a woman back then was much smaller. So when you add all of these things up that we can control, you know, we have to kind of point that finger at ourselves. And that's a very hard thing to do, to point a finger at ourselves thinking that I am the person, me and my fork and my appetite and my palate and my knife and spoon and what's on my plate and what I'm drinking and where I'm getting and buying the food and the kind of food I'm consuming. I am directly responsible for this unhealthy life that I'm living. That's a terrible realization. Because, you know, we're more in the realm and the mindset today, especially in this country, of pointing the finger in the opposite direction. You know, blaming the world, blaming the boss, blaming your neighbor, blaming your friend, your spouse, your family, your friends, your enemies, the government, whatever. We like to blame everybody for everything. We've gotten overly sensitive. We've gotten very, very politically correct. And we've stopped taking responsibility, because who's the one that's ordering the food? We are. Who's the one that's going to those places where the food is unhealthy? We are. who's the one that's eating way too much and scooping it in and not being concerned about fiber and bowel movements and elimination and digestion? We are. My friend called me yesterday and he said he's had started on January 1st. You know, he switched his diet over dramatically, brought in enzymes and probiotics. He's actually said, I'm sitting at the kitchen table. He lives alone. He said, but I'm actually sitting at my table and eating my meal. I used to do always in front of my television, but I'm actually sitting at my table and eating my dinner like a normal person would do and chewing my food and putting down my fork and you know, enjoying and actually taking the time to chew my food. Do you remember when we were little and we were told to chew our food so many times and you would actually chew your food? We don't even chew our food anymore. We just woof it. And we wonder why nothing is digesting and all these big bloaty foods are making us feel so heavy in our stomachs and why it takes so long to break anything down. You know, a friend of mine said the other, it was probably about a month or so ago. She said, you know, I've never been satisfied. She goes, I eat what I want. And she goes, and that's the problem. And an hour later, I'm always hungry. And she says, I finally listened to some of your shows. And I went back and listened to some of them on cleansing and digestion. And I said, well, what did you take away from it? She said, I'm not giving my body anything that it needs to do the job that it needs to do. I'm not giving it the vegetables and the fiber and the healthy protein and the vitamins and minerals and amino acids and all that. She goes, I'm just giving it junk that tastes good. And the reason I'm always hungry is because my body is, this is her words, in search of things to work with and utilize, and I'm not giving it anything. So it just keeps me hungry, hoping that eventually I'll throw something good in. And you know what? I don't think I could think of a better way to say that. Truly. How many of us are overfed and malnourished? A lot of us. How much are severely overweight? I mean, how many of us are? And we're still malnourished and still the body is looking for nutrients, even though we're eating more than enough, way more than enough. I think that's a lot more common. But, you know, if you remove the waste out of the way and you allow this beautiful ultimate cleanse to do its job, go in there and liberate and loosen and help us move and, you know, help to make the organs kind of filter themselves out a little bit and make our blood a little bit cleaner and, you know, just really kind of get our digestive tract tuned up because that's what it needs. Our body can do its own job. Our body can detoxify and it can cleanse itself and it can liberate things on its own. And our bodies do that every day. Just most of the time, not to the level that it needs to do it because we put so much stuff in the way. You know, if you have a long driveway and you're in the Midwest where it snows a lot, and, you know, if you clean like maybe 15, 20 feet, you know, and you shovel all the snow, and then you're working on the next 15 to 20 feet of the driveway, and somebody comes around and just dumps a whole truckload of snow where you just cleaned, are you getting anywhere? No, because you keep putting obstacles in the way. And I think that's what we do every single day. We're not able to see what our body is trying to do because we keep putting too many orange cones in the way. And we definitely become an orange cone nation. You know, we create obstacles, and our palates, I think, is one of our biggest obstacles. Our palate is so strong. When you decide to stop eating a food group or cut back on some junk that you've been loving and eating for a long time, it's not your brain and your stomach talking to you. It's your palate. Because your palate will actually have a conversation. It's like, look, just have a little bit of it. You know, we love this. You know how much we love it. Let's eat it. You know, you can't eat all this healthy stuff. We need some of this. I want it. I really want us to eat some of this. And how long can you push against your palate when it is so strong? It will take probably 2 weeks of strong pushing back against your palate until it starts to quiet down a little bit. And then it'll start to get vocal a little again. It'll start saying, you know what? I like this food. This is good. I like these veggies and, you know, these are good carbs. And I like the energy we're getting. This tastes really good. And if you learn how to cook your food properly, season your food, and bring flavor and color to the table, your palate will come around. And boy, that's an amazing thing. It just takes a while pushing back against the palate, because I'm telling you what, it's going to push you hard. And before you know it, you're going to give in. And you'll be like, ugh, whatever. And you're going to eat it. You're going to take the first bite. And your palate's going to say, isn't that delicious? You're going to be like, oh, it's so good. I just love this. And you're done at that time. And then you got to wait until you're ready to do it again. But if you can push back against your palate, and let's say you're cleansing at the same time, you're going to do remarkable. So how do I personally recommend using it? This is what I have found to be the most successful, because this allows everybody to find their comfort level and not overtake something that they don't need. And I've always been an advocate of starting on the low and slow side. Because there's two bottles in there, I usually recommend doing it in like 3 to 4 day increments. So let's say you take one of each from each bottle with a big glass of water in the morning, and you do it again at night. Now you do this for like 3 or 4 days. You're listening to your body. Some people see some noticeable differences right from the very beginning. But let's say you're noticing a little bit, but you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I definitely need to move up to the next level. So then you go to 2 of each in the morning and 2 of each at night for the next 3 to 4 day increment. Listening to your body, you start noticing, hey, I'm moving a lot better now. This is really kind of feeling good. I wonder if I should try it one more time. So let's go, you say to you, 3 of each in the morning and 3 of each at night, drinking your water, watching your diet, doing the good things. And you notice that, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. I feel so good. Chances are that's where you'll stay. Or maybe in a while you'll back it down to the 2 of each and see if that's enough and kind of go back and forth between that's your comfort level. But let's say on the other side of that coin, you decide to move it up to 3 and 3 and all of a sudden your stool gets really loose. You went too far. You back it up to the previous dose. Your body will signal you on the comfort level and what it needs to get its job done. And I think that that is truly, truly important. Now, let's say that you want to just try this for 7 days. They have a 7-day cleanse. And I think that's amazing. The ultimate cleanse will last usually about 3 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer depending on your dosage and your serving size that you've decided that works the best for you. And people will say, and I mentioned this earlier, some people say, can I do it a couple of times in a row? Can I do it until things are really moving and I'm feeling comfortable? Yeah. But along with it, chew your food. Eat plenty of vegetables. Eat plenty of healthy foods. Cut out the junk. Cut out the process. Cut out the pre-made foods. You know, get rid of all the high-fat dairy. Drink tons of water. Flush your body out. You want to know where you start to see some of the difference at the beginning? Your tongue starts to clear. Your skin starts to get clearer. You start to notice that you're not needing to take a nap. This is what cleansing does. It liberates energy as well as waste and toxins. You may notice that you're thinking a little bit clearer, that your afternoons are not so cloudy and foggy and sluggish in our cognitive area. You may find that your afternoons, you're kind of breezing through. And you're having more energy after work. You're not just going home, taking off your clothes, and putting your butt in that perfectly shaped dent in our favorite couch or chair. You may want to do things. You may have energy to want to be active, to actually take that overweight dog for a walk. You know, so you could both get healthy together. I think a lot of us are creatures of our bad habits. And I think we just learn how to adjust. And I think that we just accept things. We may complain and moan and groan at the beginning, and then it just becomes more normal and more expected. And we just figure that that's the way it's supposed to be until we shake it up. And then we remind ourselves, I don't have to feel like that. I don't have to feel bloated and gassy and uncomfortable and all that kind of stuff. I can feel light and energetic, and, you know, I don't have these foul-smelling gaseous bouts, and my stool does not smell so terrible because I'm so polluted on the inside that I have to spray a half a can of air spray in the bathroom. You know, and I don't feel heavily bloated because I'm satisfied quicker because I've got a lot of waste out of the way, and I'm eating good food, so I'm not having to overeat to get the nutrients I need to do the repair work my body is trying to do. So do I think that everybody should do a cleanse? I think if you're over the age of 25, chances are, especially our 25-year-olds today, because if you're 25 today, you have your entire life, you have been living with fast food, junk food, and had it available and a part of your diet. People that are 80, maybe only their last 10 to 15, maybe 20 years, you know, they've had some junk food, fast food, processed food. But maybe for the first 40 or 50 years of their life, they had great food. They laid a foundation of vegetables and fruits and grains and all that good stuff. And then they segued into probably convenience and the ease of getting and supplying themselves with easier foods to eat and consume. But, you know, if you're 20, 25 years old, a little bit older, your entire life has had the availability of drive-thrus and fast food and pre-made foods and microwavable and add butter and milk and oil foods and, you know, add water and rehydrate foods. And all the labels and all that stuff on there and the directions where real food doesn't need a label. I mean, if you have a bag of green beans, you know it's green beans because it's green beans. If you have lettuce and vegetables, you know what they are because you can see them right through the bag. Choose foods that don't need a label and don't need an introduction and don't need a dictionary. If you're eating foods that you can't pronounce what's in it, you shouldn't be eating it. Because those are things that you're adding that chances are have little to no nutritional value. And I look at it this way. If you're going through the motions of going to the store, purchasing, using your hard-earned money to buy food for consumption, buy food. Don't buy all food stuff. Buy food. I feel the same way with supplementation. If you're going to get healthy and you're going to be looking for quality vitamins, then look for quality vitamins. You get what you pay for. And I know we're all looking for a deal, but we shouldn't be making deals and cutting corners on our good health and healthy living. We should be doing everything we possibly can to be as healthy as we possibly can. So, like I said, we're on day 6. It's January. Have you started yet? Probably yes, maybe. Chances are no, and you're getting ready to. If food and diet and all that kind of stuff, if energy is a thing that you're trying to work towards, mental clarity, lightening the load on the body, feeling better in your own skin, think about using the Nature Secret Ultimate Cleanse. Use it as a tool to clean the way so that the good things start to work more effectively. I love this product. And like I said earlier, it's my favorite product because of what it does and because of what it allows us to do. It allows us to feel differently. It allows us to get the benefits of the changes that we're making. It allows us to clean house and get a lot of the waste and the garbage out of our system. It allows us to let our body do its job by getting the stuff that it doesn't need in its way out of its way. And to me, that's very, very important. I really enjoy being able to talk about this product, and I talk about it all year. And you'll always hear me mentioning it as far as, you know, quarterly cleansing and have you been good to yourself? You know, it's the holiday season. Everybody just ate all this garbage and sugar and heavy foods. And yes, it was delicious. And we love our holiday season. But do you think you could probably use a cleanse? I guarantee you that you will definitely be able to do that. To me, it just means that you're taking the time to respect your body just a little bit more. And that you're taking the time to let your body feel the difference. Ultimate Cleanse by Nature Secret. Check out all the Nature Secret products and Irwin Naturals products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They can answer any of your questions on any of these products. And like I said, I'm a huge believer in making room in our body for the healthy things that we need. and getting the things that we don't need in our body out and clearing the slate and, you know, cleaning the chalkboard and allowing ourselves to bring good stuff in. As we stop putting the bad in, let's get the residue and all the waste out of the way. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print yourself a coupon to use on your next visit and also leave your email address so that you can start getting future newsletters. It's a great way to stay in touch with the store. And of course, when you're on Facebook and you're fuddling around on Facebook, pull up their page, click it real quick, give them a thumbs up, and start getting those daily posts that can make your life better, healthier, and more enlightened. As some of the things that we can do every day, even small little tidbits of information can make a huge difference in our overall health. Nature Secret Ultimate Cleanse. Awesome product. You're going to feel good with it. You're going to notice a difference. You're going to see a difference. And what you really are seeing, because this is a tool, is you're going to see your body having the capability to do the job that it was meant to do, because we're giving it the tools to get the garbage out of the way so that it can actually start to be successful in the things. Our body wants us to be healthy. Our body wants us to have energy and all that good stuff. But our body can't build a house with one nail, one hammer, and a screwdriver. Our body needs tools. Food is a tool. Water is a tool. Exercise, a great night's rest, a positive attitude, a healthy mood, activity, movement, education, being active, being social. These are all tools. Every one of them allows us to be better, to be healthier, to be more headed in the right direction, and to allow ourselves to, you know, truly to see a difference. Because you know how we are. If we see a difference, we're going to be motivated. If we don't see a difference, we're not going to be on board for very long. We need to see something, feel something, and actually know that we're making a change. If you bring in the Ultimate Cleanse this year, I think you're going to see a great difference, because I think it's going to provide you with great motivation. I think it's going to allow you to see a change, and your taste buds are going to be sharper. Your skin is going to be clearer. And some of the things that you notice every day that you've taken for granted that they are the way it has to be right now, you may see some great changes there. So thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Staying Healthy radio show. And all I can tell you is that there's a lot of things that we can do for ourselves, but cleaning house is one of the things that we really do need to do. And it's easy to do with the Nature Secret Ultimate Cleanse. Tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I think you'll be real happy that you did. I think that you will be able to maybe learn something, maybe get a friendly reminder, and maybe allow yourself to feel better than you have in a long, long time. Remember, if you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand downloads of the podcast when it's convenient for you. Do something great. Do something healthy. Happy New Year. Pick up the Ultimate Cleanse and start getting healthy today. Do it for yourself and no one else. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.